Good morning and welcome to the Market Buzz podcast on CNBC TV 18 with me, Hormus Patakia. Well, Friday is finally here, but we are heading into the last trading day of the week on the back of a not so impressive session on Thursday. Now, we've been saying this for long that expectations being met or exceeded are getting handsomely rewarded in this market, but the flip side has been equally brutal. The same happened to the market yesterday as well. Now, there may have been a slight hope in some corner of the market that the RBI will indicate either a change in its stance or maybe give a timeline as to when that might happen. Nothing of that sort took place. And when that became clear at around 11 o'clock, it was just one way down for the market. The Nifty corrected over 300 points from the day's high. The only heartening bit though, it took support around its 20-day moving average and closed just above the 21,700 mark. For the week though, the index is down and it needs to close above 21,853 in order to salvage some weekly gains. So we've been highlighting this for a while now that banks have been a major pain point for the index and spoke about the lack of support from HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank just yesterday. And those two majorly led the Nifty down on Thursday. Then four out of the top five Nifty contributors to the downside were banking stocks, and nothing much the index could do in that case. Well, if the Nifty had a bad day, it was even more painful for the Nifty Bank as it corrected over 1100 points off the day's high post the policy. And at one point, it even fell below the 45,000 mark, but it managed to close just above it. Now, that 45,000 level is the key for the Nifty Bank as it has not closed below that mark since the 25th of January. Now, I spoke of four out of the top five Nifty laggards being banks. The fifth one was ITC, and that may add further pressure today as well. Now, my colleague Mangalam Malu highlighted this first yesterday afternoon that BAT, its largest shareholder, is planning to monetize some of its stake in the FMCG giant. The stock fell 5% yesterday and may see a negative reaction today as well after Jefferies has downgraded the stock to hold from its earlier rating of buy, and it's also cut its price target by nearly 100 rupees to 430 from 520 earlier. The other stock to watch out for today will be LIC. Now, the street was expecting a bumper dividend and the company has announced a dividend of 4 rupees. So, it will be interesting to note how the street reacts to that announcement. Although, one must note that the numbers were a very convincing beat on estimates and it was the first insurance company to see an expansion in value of new business or VNB margins this quarter. We'll also see some earnings reactions from stocks like Aarti Industries, RVNL, Biocon and Ramco Cements today. And we are now at the fag end of the earnings season and some more companies like Hero MotoCorp, Imami, Bandhan Bank, MRF and IRFC will be reporting results today. Now, speaking of railway stocks, the Union Cabinet has approved 6 multi-tracking railway projects worth nearly 12,500 crore rupees in 6 states. So we'll see if these stocks move on that announcement. Telecom stocks may also be in focus after the cabinet approved spectrum auctions of 10,523 megahertz at a reserve price of 96,317 crore rupees. Now, today is also the last day for subscribing to the 3 IPOs that are open: Rashi Peripherals, Capital Small Finance Bank and Jana Small Finance Bank. All of them saw full subscription on the second day of trading. Well, with most of the major events out of the way, the focus is now back to global cues, and global cues aren't many because the US markets barely moved last night. The S&P 500, though it hit the 5,000 mark, just traded in a 13-point range yesterday. Yes, you heard that right, 13 points. So, absolutely no cues from the US markets. Most of Asia is shut today because of the Lunar New Year holiday. So, it will be earnings reactions today and any technical levels that need to be watched out for on the market. Among stocks that are in the F&O ban today, PNB, Biocon and Aurobindo Pharma have entered the ban, while Zee Entertainment will be out of the ban today. So, we'll see if there is some reaction there as well. Well, that's all for today. We wish you a wonderful day ahead and an even better weekend. And goes without saying, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com for the sharpest market insights as we head into the final day of trade.